This conference will now be recorded.
Great, thank you for starting the recording. I think everyone remembers, obviously our protocol has changed a little bit, but first of all, thanks everyone for joining the Human Resources Committee special meeting. We obviously will be posting this recording within 7 days. One of the other items that we all need to remember is when you plan to speak or when you're about to speak, we'll have you clearly state your name, but we're going to do that. I think, Denise, we need to actually do that at the beginning of the meeting as well. Is that correct?
Right at the beginning, right. When you, right after. Yep, we can do it now.
Great. So why don't we get that out of the way? I will kick it off. Michael Angelini, board member and chair of the Human Resources Committee. Anne, do you mind giving an introduction?
Not at all. I'm Anne Foley, member of the Human Resources Committee.
Fantastic. Peter?
Peter Lisi is present, chair of the board.
Barbara, you got that clean up?
Barbara Rubin, member of the committee and member of the board.
Fantastic. And Denise, we need to go through staff as well, I presume?
Yes, all staff also.
Okay, so I will, Deb, you want to start us off?
Yes, Deb is here, member of CHIFA.
Great. Denise?
Denise Aguilera, general counsel, CHIFA.
Kara?
Kara Stewart, member of CHIFA.
Great. And Jeanette?
Jeanette Wells, an executive director, CHIFA.
Great. Do we have anyone else on the call or viewing online? Fantastic. Thank you, everyone. This is Mike Angelini again. So we will, in this meeting, just to quickly go through the agenda or the action plan, if you will. In a moment, we will approve minutes from our last meeting, or I'll ask for an approval of minutes from our last meeting. And then we will break into, I will ask for a motion and a second, and then a vote to enter into executive session to discuss the performance evaluation of the executive director. And so at that point, we'll have some folks drop off the line. Committee members and Jeanette will have a few moments to go through the performance evaluation, and then we'll break back into the special meeting thereafter, at which point we will take action on the merit increase for the executive director. So those
and just to clarify, Mike, we won't, people won't be dropping off this line. Those in the executive session will be dialing into the executive session.
Right. The folks that are participating in the executive session, those are the ones that have to sign off and then re-enter using the other meeting number that Deb sent us earlier.
For the executive session.
Can I ask Deb to send it again? Is Deb on here or no? She's not on here.
Yes, I can.
Can you send it again? I'm not sure I could pick out which one that was.
No problem.
Great. So just to be clear, we are going to drop off this online go-to meeting and get on a call. That's correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
It's actually another go-to meeting, login and call, but you can do it, you know, if you want to just dial in, you can do it that way.
Okay, that makes more sense to me. Okay, so I feel better now.
We're going to be following a similar protocol for the other meetings. All the login numbers are in an email from Deb that was sent yesterday at 1:15. If you've got that, your email handy.
Yep.
An email from Deb Galley, 1:15 yesterday. There's an attachment with all the different login numbers for executive session, blah, blah, blah. So.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So with that, I will move to the first item, approval of the minutes from the March 11th, 2020 meeting. I get a motion on that.
This is Peter, and I will move acceptance of the minutes from the March 11 meeting.
Great. Thank you, Peter. Do I have a second?
Before a second, did we get those?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. From?
We did, yeah.
All right. I'll second it. I assume I was at the meeting.
You were, yes. Yep.
Okay. I'll second it.
Great. Thank you, Anne. Any comments, edits, or questions?
No.
Great. So all those in favor of approving the minutes from March 11th, 2020, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions?
I don't think I was there. So I'm abstaining.
Great.
I can't back up. I read it all last night, but I can't move. Yeah.
Great. So Barbara is abstaining because you're correct. Barbara, you were not in attendance.
Right.
Okay, so minutes are approved. With that, I will ask for a motion to go into executive session to have a performance evaluation of the executive director.
Yeah. Anne moved it, and I'll second it.
Great, thank you very much. So okay. With that, we will jump on to the meeting.
Sign off this and then relog on the meeting number for executive sessions.
Right.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
We'll see you all there.
Kara?
Yeah, and Barbara, you can turn off your camera if you want. And just
up to you.
Oh, she's on mute.
Yeah. Okay, one down.
This conference will now be recorded.
Mike, can you just for the record announce who was in the executive session?
I was going to do that. I know I messed it at the front end, so I apologize. So within executive session, we started with myself, Mike Angelini, chair of the HR committee, and board member, as well as three other board members, Ann Foley, Barbara Rubin, and Peter Lisi. And we began the meeting, obviously, with Jeanette Weldon, executive director for Chief, in the executive session with us, and spent a few moments with Jeanette. Jeanette Weldon then dropped out of the session, and we just had the four board members remaining. Within that executive session, no votes were taken, but there was discussion about the executive director's performance, and merit increase was also discussed within that discussion. So at this point, I would ask for a motion to approve a 2.2% merit increase effective January 1st, 2021 for the executive director of CHIFA. Do I have a motion for that?
I'll move it.
I have a second for the motion.
I'll second it. Whatever.
So I've got Peter making the motion and Peter Lisi making the motion, Barbara Rubin providing the second, and now I will ask for votes. And all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Great. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Great. Thank you. So the action is approved. And I think we're essentially done with the Human Resources Committee special meeting.
I'd like to say thank you. I appreciate the increase, and so thank you.
Yeah, Jeanette, thank you for, I shouldn't have asked for an end to the meeting so quickly. So just to be clear, the committee did obviously discuss Jeanette's performance as well as the organization's. We're very thankful for Jeanette's contributions over the course of the year. Very appreciative and feel very fortunate to have Jeanette in leadership role for CHIFA. So with that, I guess I would ask for Denise, if I'm okay at this point, I'm looking for a nod, Denise, are we?
Just a motion to adjourn.
Great, thank you. I just wanted to make sure I'd covered all my other bases. So with that, if I could have a motion for adjournment.
I'll move it, move to adjourn.
Peter Leeson, the motion. Ann Foley, thank you for the second. All those in favor, aye.
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 Any opposed? Great. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you at the next meeting.
All right, thank you, Mike.
Bye.
Bye.